sporting history. It'll be made here in Queensland next weekend. That is a given. The only problem is we just don't know where. Because on Saturday, not only did the Brisbane Lions women's team qualify for the first AFLW Grand Final, but results went their way too. With one game remaining, they cannot be caught on the ladder. So it means they're going to host the decider here. But there's an issue with the Gabba. The surface is still recovering from Adele. Could it be ready a week earlier than first planned? Well, let's find out. Blair Connigan is the manager at the Gabba. Blair, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Good. Look out your window. What's the ground look like?
Mate, I think first and foremost, I think we've got to congratulate the Women's Lions for doing a fantastic job this season. I think that's just great. They've exceeded expectation to the absolute maximum. So I think that's the first point. And, you know, ultimately the grass is looking all right, but, you know, once again, there's better experts than me to give an overview of that.
Well, I know you'd be in close contact with your ground crew there, Kevin Mitchell Jr. He's been on the case. What about any rain? Did you get any of that rain today? And do you need it? Is that a good thing for it?
Oh, Ben, it's one of those things. It's six of one, half a dozen the other. Like, you can have a bit of rain or too much rain or not enough rain. It always seems to be a bit of a conundrum. But we did miss most of that rain this morning. It went to the south of us. It looked quite promising at 6:30, but actually went south. But we continue to water the ground. The turf has been replaced right across the ground. Now it's a matter of getting the root growth in. We work with the grounds team from the Gabba and also the grounds team from the AFL. That they have a number of tests they put in place to ensure the ground is up to speed.
Before we get through those tests, Blair, after Adele said hello and then goodbye, what was done to the Gabba? What was done to the ground? What needed to happen?
So, Ben, we replaced 2,000 square metres of turf. That's basically around the outside of the stage areas. And we put some wash turf down on a couple of the wicket blocks. A couple of wicket blocks still ready to go. And now we're ready to get through for the transition to AFL. It's been a delightful surprise for us, but the plan was always to be ready to go for the first AFL match and managing that transition.
Well, that was April 1. So that was when the Lions were playing their first home game of the year. Now your deadline has been brought forward a week. Can it happen?
Ben, we're still working through with the AFL and with the grounds team. We've got a world-class team of ground staff, and they've been working very, very hard to get the grounds in top shape. Ultimately, it'll come down to a conversation between us, the AFL, and our grounds to determine that is the ground ready to go. Probably the only challenge, or one of a number of challenges, Ben, is that we have to make a decision by Friday for next week how the grass is going to be in 7 days' time rather than 14.
All right, so Friday's your deadline. What happens between now and then? I know a lot of watering. We hope the sun comes back out because that helps grow. Is there anything you do? You speed it up? What tests need to be carried out?
Ben, we basically look through the root growth going down into the wicket block. We have any number of people assisting us with our already world-class ground staff. And as I said, Friday we'll undertake some testing with our consultant and they'll determine what depth the root is, and that'll then, in conjunction with the AFL, give us a better idea of where we stand.
Well, no one likes a job watching grass grow, but I guess that's the most important job at the Gabba right now over the next few days. Will the AFL send someone up? Do they get the final say? Or is it the Gabba? Is it your staff that get the final say?
It's a collective group, Ben. The AFL will send their experts up. They have a number of grass experts on the books. So it's watching grass grow is a thing.
But imagine that as a job. I'm an AFL expert in watching grass grow.
Yeah, well, the AFL do hardness readings, they do traction readings on the grass, they do any number of tests to ensure the grass is actually up to standard. So they know exactly what they're doing. They'll come up, they'll work through with our grounds team, and collectively we'll come up with a decision hopefully by the end of this week.
Well, Blair, you've been at the Gabba for some time. Gut feeling, speaking to those in the know, like Kevin Mitchell Jr., what are you feeling right now when you look outside, you have a look? Will you be ready?
It's a 50-50, Ben. It is a toss of a coin. It really is. You know, I can't determine how the grass grows. So if I could, I'd say yes, but I can't. So I don't. So.
Mother Nature, it's in her hands. In her
Very
hands
so.
At all.
But I tell you what, Ben, I'll let you know one thing, mate. The grass on the centre of the wicket block is much better than the turf in my backyard. It's very brown.
Well, yeah, you're not the only one. The entire state is in need for a drink, and we're seeing that nearly 90% is drought declared, so that's not good. Let's hopefully we can get that up and running, because it'd be great to have the Lions play at home next Saturday in the grand final for the inaugural women's grand final. It's going to be history being made. We just don't know where yet. Blair, thank you for your time and stepping us through it. Mother Nature, over to you.